Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. According to current U.S. government projections, over the next decade, it will need to increase outstanding debt by another $12 trillion over the current more than $22 trillion. That is more than a 50% increase within 10 years. Such a massive increase in debt by itself guarantees that the value of the U.S. dollar is destined to fall. Because of this, domestic and foreign investors almost certainly will shy away from purchasing U.S. Treasury debt. They may even be inclined to sell Treasury debt that they already hold. China and Japan are the largest outside holders of U.S. Treasury debt, each now holding around 5% of the outstanding total. Both are scaling back on their holdings. So, as current Treasury obligations mature and are reissued, who will be there to replace the loss of these buyers? And that's just talking about replacing existing debt as it is rolled over. Beyond that, where is the federal government going to find even more buyers to absorb the massive increase in outstanding Treasury debt? There really are no private parties or other governments that will do so. Consequently, the Federal Reserve is almost certain to resume quantitative easing, which means inflation of the money supply, to absorb the increased Treasury debt issues. In early February, Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco President Mary Daly told reporters that the Fed was likely to resume quantitative easing as a routine action rather than its current policy that it should only be considered in an emergency. For years, I have warned that the U.S. government would accelerate the devaluation of the U.S. dollar. In recent years, the Federal Open Market Committee has repeatedly stated that it sought to knock down the value at least 2% annually, though not worded so explicitly. It is no longer a question of if the dollar will fall in value. Instead, the question is how fast and how soon. This coming crisis is one more reason why I consider it prudent to allocate part of one's net worth or investment portfolio to owning bullion-priced physical gold and silver coins and ingots as wealth insurance. If you don't already own enough, it's time to take action. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.